Does anybody think that the constitution should know me? Was it in parish?
Yes. Parish fire district, and you can't do that.
Okay. You can check the parish town supervisor, you know, since I'm not about fire things, and this is an emergency, it needs to be fire.
No, because it's animal, the BBC and the state supervisor.
Not point. The point is, you think the town supervisor should know that, that there was a fire, and maybe that one, and parish is scary.
I don't think it's on the list.
I'm not on the list. I think if you look at the emergency management plan, I follow.
Hey, your recording has started.
The town clerk shall be the representative of the
income. How is it possible? Let me give you some history on my background and achievements over the years. Microsoft Office, the county records, court documents, personnel records, from the oil room down the highway garage in the damp wet area. Roads, records were stored, and the legislative boxes were bad condition. I applied for a record grant with the county team. This grant allowed me to provide our records and some editing and attention to organization. I did the best I could with the tools that were given me. Then little by little, both offices that were in different officials' homes started migrating to a common space, the town office. Most generally, that happened when people retired and just wanted to get rid of it, get the records out of their home. I inherited many records that I had to go through and determine what we should kept and what we should dispose of using our records management schedule. We've also successful with grants to preserve our budget statistical, which is birth, death, and marriages from 1881 and in some cases prior to that. I was on a schedule for the restoration of the town's history, but due to budget restraints that went to the wayside, and they were no longer offering grants for that purpose. I was instrumental along with Pat Frank, the part of those work, and we applied for a grant to construct the records home, and we were successful. We organized, boxed, labeled, and maintained the records utilizing that space. Matter of fact, it was outgrown the records home, so it is being utilized. I put more than the share of work hours in, and most generally, I do not take a lunch break. I stay away after 5 p.m. on the minimum to the set lot times and given more work right before it's time for me to leave. I was here during the initial COVID outbreak, and most of all other town departments were off. I felt that someone in the department to answer the phone and provide directions during confusion and the unknown future. And very conservative, the spending of the taxpayer's money, and I rarely asked for a raise. I take a cut and pay every year through the increase in insurance. I'm asking that you consider my request. If you can't honor my request at the very least, I should not have to pay reduce some lack of respect for my office and myself. Please leave things as they are, but there's no possibility of my request. Thank you.
Okay, let me make one statement.
No, that I don't want to respond. For the whole board to consider, I'm not staying around. You guys gotta go through the budget and you guys have to discuss.
Okay, you guys do one thing.
I don't want to say one thing.
The budget belongs to the supervisor.
Yeah, I'm not gonna debate this with you.
I'm not debating it. I'm trying to make a statement. I don't send the budget belongs to the supervisor only. They have no say in what's in this document.
I didn't say we
like it. I guess they have to be figured out for them. This is a meeting for a workshop.
I just had to take minutes to verify that I presented the budget to you guys. That's all.
Okay.
That was my turn to.
So now it's a regular workshop.
Yes, I know it is a meeting.
You got more than a majority of people to the meeting.
It is, but it's not if I can take any action. I don't have to say that.
Okay.
So the only action will be if they want to adjust the budget. They have my team is send the budget and you play it out to the job back in 2018. As a supervisor. I didn't ask anybody's input. That's me doing this. But now you guys are giving an input for the preliminary 1, 2, 3.
If you look at your
but if I'm gonna understand it, that's not
no, well, if you look at your spend in the budget, you just increase everything. I don't know what I'll do with it.
Wait,
we did a lot of research on it with 2018, 2019.
Who is we?
Me and Paul and a few other people. Doesn't matter. This is my, it's before I find this, this is my book. You guys had no say in it.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, so you saw what you can ask for afterwards, and the point that you read about. Is paying insurance every year is not true. The insurance premium for the workers in the town has not gone up since 2018 because it has to do with negotiations. So 18 and 19 are the amount that each person paid for their insurance remains the same. It won't change to 2021 because that's when the contract is in place. So
varies a lot, depending on how experienced the supervisor is, whether the supervisor has a bookkeeper or assistant helping them. So it varies, and it varies year to year. I try to provide all the help I can to all the municipalities I work with to help them get their budget together and on time.
He's working more with me now because I lost the bookkeeper. Last year we went to a lot of the same amount in the department head. I don't have one anymore. So to get me to finally get this kind of budget to you guys, we finished it last night at 4 o'clock. Now, I mean, you guys have no idea the paperwork and the stuff you have to check for the budget together. I made a comment that maybe you guys should be involved in coming to you and do. But you both do all work.
Are you using wheels involved in the budget? And
you got it for it? Yeah, the only reason I did this one is this is the document that will be approved. The Williamson Law one is here, and I didn't want to run it until I get September in it. The only thing I have in it right now is what I gave you last month. But I will give you the itemized one, that one with the subsidiary account. Hopefully for next week, if I get the books closed, I'll promise that it might be following me. But this is the document we'll be working with.
The one that puts it all together just to have it. I
don't have that information
in other
than through August, and I just
want to learn from everybody. My personal opinion would be to put stuff back like it was and take the dollars from her. That may even give us everything for a raise. That doesn't mean anything for it. That's what I would suggest.
Yeah, she put a lot of work in, I mean, a lot of work. Probably more than anybody in any part of this town.
I
believe she's without being compensated for an increase in a number of years. Yeah, I believe she believes she's a very
good. Put the $1,000 deputy line in her salary and change everything back like it was in the previous one.
Okay, wait a minute. I want to go down to records management. My recommendation was to take it from $2,000 to $500. Hey, when I ripped our chairs off, and there's flyers out of our office, and the boxes that needed to be put in the archive, we ended up with, I think, 6 or 7 boxes that had the archive. There was no help from the records management officer telling us what to do with how to do it. And when I went to carry the boxes down, she had no room for office, so I left them up in my room with a fresh paint and fixed the board on top of their closet stuff. So that we can put the stuff in there. So they're not in the archive, because there's more room. But we did it. There was no help from the records management officer. So I at this point don't know who the records management officer job is supposed to be. And I get to do the records, which I asked to have done instead of us taking the time to do it. It didn't get done. That's my reasoning for moving that salary from 2000.
And I can respond to that if somebody would allow me to. I called the agency that oversees this, and they said it's not my responsibility to go to each office's files records. That's their responsibility. It is my responsibility to coordinate them. Okay? Marion did not ask me for help. I gave her a retention schedule. I can't help it because there's no room down there. I can show you guys how full we are.
Sure.
Matter of fact, they're talking about extending it. So there is more room. I don't have any control over that.
Is there a limit on how long they will keep?
Yeah.
Some of them are 4 minutes, but some of them have like 10 minutes. Some of them say they 5 minutes.
It just depends on.
Can they shred them together?
That's what we adopted. That's what we adopted the other night. There's new rules. So, and I didn't take a, Jackie Murphy and I took a webinar on it, so we can get familiar with it. When we had this COVID, things were a little slower. I did go down there and go through the records and dispose what we could. We had to keep a record of it. So there's a lot of things that the supervisor doesn't know that I do. And I'm sorry that I don't have the time to go up and go through all the records, and I shouldn't have to. That's her responsibility. That's Jim's responsibility in his office. Or the court. I can take them and the store would be a room, but I can't make room.
Right.
Well, I don't want to see anything cut out of there. I think we need it there.
Can I finish my statement? Now, I was interrupted. Since we give it $2,000, my point is that the script job is already listed under the township's permission position to be the records management operator. My question is, since the coordination doesn't take that much to coordinate it, why are we giving it an additional $2,000? That's why I put it down to $5,000. I'm not saying she didn't do it. And she can't move my boxes out of it because there's no room. My point is, I was never given any direction. You follow the book, Sam and I, that we have up there of the LS group. I'm not going to do whatever it is. She just said we had to do. It took us three weeks to get through those. And I still have two file cabinets to go.
And it takes a long time to go through records. It's very time-consuming.
I know.
And if that's all I did for every department, I wouldn't be doing anything else. That's why each department takes care of their own.
I'm not saying that they don't. What I'm saying is, why are you paying an additional $2,000 for it to be coordinated when it's already in your job description?
No, I think Paul and I addressed it.
Yep.
It has to be a separate line for grants.
Grants only.
No.
We went through this.
It's designated. Paul and I talked about.
Yeah.
It's been explained to you before, Marianne, unless you forgot. I'm sorry.
No, you can have it as a separate line. It does fall under the town clerk's responsibility, is my point. I'm saying, why are we paying $2,000 for it when all the work has to be done, and I'm not saying this wrong, by us or him or whoever has the department, and all you're doing is coordinating it.
Not all the work is being done by the department. I have to go down there and go through the records that you store.
Mm-hmm.
That no longer are need. I have to go through them and see what can be disposed for each department.
I understand that. Well, and they're labeled on the box. This one did this because that's the thing we were told to do. This box we destroyed.
But there's several things. Maybe several things in one box. They may not just be one thing. It's very, like you said, it's very timely. So
yeah.
It's not like a job in itself. So
it is a job.
Because it looks to me that
it's a job in itself.
It takes my expensive money on it, so I would prefer to have enough in there, not enough.
Okay, so you're saying to leave it there?
Yeah.
Is everybody else saying to leave it there? Jen?
I agree. It hasn't changed.
It hasn't changed? I don't know, because prior to me and Sam doing it this year, I didn't do it before. So I can't tell you if it's changed or not. My point is, it's a lot of work that should have been done in speed ups a long time ago. And that's the other thing with that. They didn't do it, they didn't take care of her client. Back to 5 cameras to go. With all the work that we've done, I didn't see what the records management officer did to do earlier $2,000 versus what we had to do.
Because I don't want the $2,000 just for your department. You are responsible for your own department, your own records.
I know that now. I thought it was your responsibility as a records management officer for us to drop the box off to you and you take care of it. Starting now. So all of it has to be done by us, and you coordinate it, whatever that means, and you get the money, and we don't. So that's fine. Anyways, Richard, are you okay with leaving it at two? Or do you want to?
I am.
Okay. I got to find that. That's on the top. Okay. So I got that one there.
So,
okay, contractual records management, all she has in that one is the $2,000 for the dollar. Okay, next page.
Four.
Wait a minute. This is page one. The next page one is registrar or vital statistics. No change? I'm looking at her document, not mine.
I'm showing Gary where if you look at it there.
Oh, I'm just looking at hers because this is when I'm putting information in the budget
process. You're putting everything back together just like it was, other than taking 1,000 hours for deputy, putting in her salary, and putting the records management back to her. No changes other than that.
So you're going to make her salary now $22,000 and the deputies are at $15,000. Is everybody in agreement with that? Gary?
Yeah, I would actually probably make it 24, but if you only want to go to 22.
I'm happy to do that. I'm not. John? Yep. Richard? Yep. I'm not, but that's 1 and 4. So, okay, so 22 is 15. The other lines are the same. What is this confection service town PO box rent? You got that circle should be out of town board?
I don't think that that should come on my contractual.
What is that?
It's a PO box.
The post office.
It's the board's box.
Well, it's a whole town box. It's not just my box. I don't just get mail in it.
Everybody's mail for the town.
I mean, I don't have a town box or a town line.
Well, what I'm saying is.
We have town.
So you divide it by all the offices, right?
Well, what do you divide it up?
Yeah, divide it by all the positions. Why would you stick it out of one area?
I mean, that's no big deal. If you don't want to do it, I can make it all.
Other than court, does everybody else go to 66?
Not the assessor.
Other than court, the assessor. Post does?
Yes.
Everybody else goes? Okay, cool.
We're on mail sometimes. Going out, coming in.
Put it tonight for me.
Does the tax collector go to 66? Okay, so those are the only two now. Okay, if I can figure it out to put it in the mail, unless they already got a point before. That's how much it costs for a year, Tony, or a half year?
Well, I think it's $76, isn't it?
Yeah. A year?
Yeah.
Okay, if I can figure it out.
Or this one.
Put it in the line. I think everybody has a postage line anyway, so.
That's all right.
Okay. I think that was it on hers. Okay. Anything else, Kelly?
No.
Thank you. All right, the historian, you're gonna have to look at my document because I don't have one for her. She really called me, of course, it's a little bit hard for her to get around. And I gotta find her.
Yeah, what's the number?
Historian, it's on page 5 of my budget. Under number 7510.12. Report 11. That's her. You find that?
Yep.
Okay. I left Bridget the same and then raised these reports from 500 to 750 because she's trying to do more work to help Bridget get things done. Her TE line is still 100. She didn't ask for anything for that. Those three belong to her, so I went from. I raised it $250, and that's strictly the clerk so that she can work more hours.
Who's your clerk?
Ken Perkins. This is Perkins. I don't think people want to know. Nice to meet you. Are you okay with raising that $250 a year?
Okay, it would be.
John?
Yeah.
Doug?
Yeah.
Joe Congress? Yeah, right, almost. Gary? Okay, all right.
Where's the, where do they keep all the files?
Those are still in that room.
Historians?
Yeah, those, if you.
They got a whole filing cabinet, didn't they?
Say again.
They got a whole filing cabinet or door?
They've got one, two, three, four cabinets in my room, and then there's a short one. So if you go in my room, all the filing cabinets right here by the door, other than one, along with the historians. Where else she has them? I know she has some in the church. I know she has some in the library. I don't know where she has them. She needs room. Do we have it? No. So she puts them where she can. And I think the library asked her to get them out. I don't know if she did or not. There's no room. Where are they from?
It's not a problem. It's just storage.
The closet that I have up there has old tax records. That should be historical. And there's some other stuff in there that I can't even know. And those books are like bigger than the top of us. And they go way back. And they're supposed to be kept. That would be her stuff. Put them all in the book. If there's a fire, they're going to be gone. Because they're not in any kind of environment. So that's the file that she has. If she has one that's fireproof up there, that's a lot. The rest of them are all just regular file cabinets. Because we can't afford to buy them. If we had a room for her, she would qualify for a lot of grants. And I guess the people that are historians in different towns, like say they get a new one of these, well, they put this one in like a storage area, and if you and your town need it, you can have it. Okay? There's things that she could get, but we don't know where to put it. in the building.
Well, they need filing cabinets, just something.
Well, yeah, it's, do you have fire departments?
No, they're hard to come by.
Okay, they're heavy, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, we have, I think she's okay with she's got, I'll ask her, she's, you know, she needs, actually, her documents need to be filed. But we don't have them. Okay, Tom Justice, I've not heard from, I have no idea if he's coming tonight or not, he hasn't called me, she hasn't called me. So Code is here, I've got his paperwork, let me pass it up, because he gave it to me ahead of time. I just have to find him. I'm sorry.
You give a debit over.
I asked him to get your paperwork, these two by the end of August, if I've gotten four slot. So. What was what I got? I had to call people to ask them if they're coming, people have let me know they're not coming, because I can't say it because I don't know. So I have not heard from Charles or Sheila, just if it's personal. I don't know if he's coming or not. Thank goodness. Do I go over it, Jim?
If there's any questions, I can certainly answer them.
Go right down the list.
Okay, I can go right down, it's right at the top is my salary. Remains the same as the last probably 3 years, 4 years, I'm not sure how long. My deputies remain the same, which equals $17,500.
Well, we increased that last year, right?
No, it's been $16,000 for, since I started 2 years ago, and I think George was at that for quite a while.
No, the deputy.
Oh, the deputy? I cannot recall.
I do. I'm pretty sure you increased last year, because you'll be at like 8:15.
Maybe, possibly. Like I said, I'm not sure about this.
That's fair.
And so we'll go down to the contractual, that's $100 like it was last year. $200 for supplies. $100 per paper, that remains the same as well. $450 for toner, that remains the same. Postage at $100, that remains the same. Williamson Law, I increased by $25 from $650 to $675, anticipating a possible raise.
They want to raise.
So that was just in anticipation of the $25. The training and conference, that went from $450 to $850. The reason for the $400 increase was that I have been sharing rooms with another class for the last 2 years, which saved the town money. I figured it was my time, so for $400, I thought that that would be the room fee and that would cover it. And then we went down to mileage, $750 for mileage, just in anticipation. Possibly, you know, it goes up a little bit, so I raised that by $50. I do travel a lot. I just want to make sure that that was covered. And finally, the cell phone at $600, I left the same.
Did you contain it in there, Mary Ann? Good. Cut.
I think I did, I'm not sure. Again, don't worry about what's in mine. We're working on his sheet. We read it all over. That's what I'll be. If I didn't, that's what I'll be putting in. So oh. The increase in the conference one, that's not for room entertainment, right?
What was that?
No.
So that's not for room entertainment.
No, this is
for the conference.
That's for the conference.
Yeah, renting those movies with y'all.
Which is by state law, you have to send them.
Yeah, I know. And it was nice that he was able to share. Previously, another guy
to share. Right, because I don't use mileage. I normally ride with one of those guys. Yeah. One of each shared room, so.
But I don't know if that's going to happen.
I don't know if it's going to happen either, but I had to put it in my budget in case it does.
All right, you got two cancellations already for spring.
Well, I would approve the budget for a sheet.
Okay, so there's John?
Yep.
Harry?
Yeah.
Richard?
Yep. Yeah.
All of it's down in the book, and if it's not in the book, then
okay, thanks.
Thank you for getting us back to us, getting it back to me. I'm sure they're sending me back. Guys, I have no idea. If you guys tell me, what time is it?
7:00.
She's supposed to be here at 7:10, so.
You want to schedule?
Yeah. I sent emails to everybody who's scheduled. But I got changed, no revamp, some changes and things are gonna get fallen out.
I mean, just keep going through the, town board, I guess, for your.
We did that here, I just think Paul placement, fee.
What number is everyone? Page.
Page six.
So it's got it.
Okay, that change of $500 on, page six says 4:00.
Maybe that's just like, you get the handle. All of that looks like you gave me on the back.
Yeah.
Is 4, so it'll be reflected in 4. So then maybe the 500, you have 400 there and you need the extra, and you got $2,500 and all that. $425.
Well, there's a change, we can change it.
And the other one is $750, so it comes down to that. A $500. I'll make sure that's right, so we'll go back and check the numbers. We've worked hard on this. The part that I couldn't include, Kelly, can you give these two sheets in the back? The assessor had to fax those, just as soon as you last night, I went and I had class on Wednesday. So he gave us the information, he slipped it under the door, I did not have time, to put this information in correctly. So with the part that covers this stuff in your Paul and I ballpark, it's not correct, but we'll update it. I don't have the fee, I'm guessing that some of them at 5% or 10% increase to try to figure out to ballpark whatever, or left them the same, because I don't have the stuff, people never got it back. I got three back. Paul's, I got Kelly's, and I got planning board, I got ZBA, and I got the council. Yes, that's all I got. I get the paperwork out in July, because I figure you get the information for half a year. It shows everything through June, even when I hear what they spent, then I send them these documents, say, okay, you know, to see how it's in June 30.
Is your name supposed to be sent to the bar?
I should have given it to her.
Can't we see that?
Well, it was in July, I said it's not in July.
Can't we see that?
Yeah, we sent it off, all of them should have, because Paul's did, planning board, ZBA, they all got them, so she should have got them. They all left. Okay. Yeah, everybody, all the companies, but anyway, gave them a half years and an idea of where things stood. Year two, 2020, give them an idea of where things just to get an idea of what they might want to increase or decrease for next year. And I only got, like I said, over that. And I guess going by the end of August, I'm still, figure something first.
I keep everything the same, then, if you don't.
Keep it the same or cut it. Depending on how much it shows in the budget. That's why I want to give you the one I give you. Hopefully, I'm not promising, might be fine, I want to give you the paper with all money spent through September, and I can't do that until I get the bank reconciliation. This is all Sam's work, but I gotta try to do it. Gotta get the bank reconciliations first to make sure they balance, and then we close the books. When we close the books, then it rolls, so that your information is updated through the end of that month. 4/29. So it'll show September information.
Does it show up your budget for them, if it's actually spent?
It'll show.
I
It'll show.
I have my codes over right here, Marianne, if you need that.
No, I got it here. It shows what we budgeted, the expenditures through whatever month it is, and then budget modifications. And then we put what we're planning with here. Do we add to it or take from it? So we'll be going through each night. Those will all be the subsidiary accounts. This one that you're looking at is just the group one. All four is put into four or 401. So it's not the specific. The one you want to see is how much do we spend on children, how much do we spend on postage notes, and that one will happen. This one doesn't. So I hope you get September's in them.
Why don't we go into the general government one, get that out of the way?
General?
Yeah.
You don't have all the information.
Well, we can do town board. We can do supervisor, we can do.
No, you don't have the breakdown. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Doc. Each one that has a point four has a breakdown underneath that. So you'll know what was spent in point four.
We can do the town board.
I'm sorry?
We can do the town board.
What page is that on? I'm sorry?
Page three.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4, you got 5 lines under point four. And on there, you've only got 2 lines, is that correct? 1, 2. You won't have a breakdown. You don't have a breakdown. Hold on, let me look at something. Yes, the monthly report that I give you has a subsidiary account and a breakdown, but you probably don't have that with you. And again, that's only through the end of August, because I can't do September until we close the month. You need the breakdown so you can see what the money you spent on, see if you want to add to where they take from it. And we got a lot in there that's at the end of September that we'll be looking at like 4 months ago. Do you want to leave it? Do you want to increase it? Is it low? Is it high? That's where you try to come up with a bunch of play those numbers on how much money you're going to have.
Well, we can
possibly get a fund in the end of the year. But
you might not have to break down on that part, but you can, we talk about your cutting the salaries.
Okay, that's one line. Go for it. I didn't find that. Page three.
Page three.
Yep.
Salaries should stay the same. They have to stay the same because we're elected officials. You can't just cut them. So why would you waste paper and time doing all that stuff?
This is my tentative budget. Nobody else's. This is the supervisor's budget.
All I'm saying is waste a lot of time doing all this, these cuts and stuff when, you know.
We went through the document line by line, not the subsidiaries. We went through this document to try to come up with numbers.
Well, then put the town board back where it is. You can't cut the salaries.
I didn't say I could.
Well, you showed it on here, you could.
I didn't.
So I'm saying.
I did that by the budget, huh?
I'm recommending to put it back.
Everybody want it to back?
I got a question. You got to move this in now. But, if we, something comes up, we don't agree on our budget. Pass the budget. Does it drive back to the town budget? You have 10 years?
Which Paul was here. We go for the
deferred budget. We go through it, then our budget. And then it's got to go to the public hearing by the Thursday after the luncheon. Then we have a timetable at a regular meeting to pass it. And if we don't pass it, we only got a couple of weeks to get it done.
Right, but if we don't, we don't agree on it. We don't agree on it.
It goes back to the old budget.
It goes back to last
year. The old budget.
If we don't agree on the budget, Gary's question is, if we don't agree on the budget,
we go past the deadline.
And we don't agree on it.
Who is there fall back at? The previous year's budget, or a tentative budget, a preliminary budget, and we fall back to?
I'd want to take another look at that again, but here's how I understand it. You've got 5 members of the board. The tentative budget is Mary Ann. She presents that and that's that. What we're working on now is a preliminary budget.
Right.
Any changes you guys make as a board become the preliminary budget. So if 4 of you decide you want to do one thing and Mary Ann decides another way, it's going to be the preliminary budget's going to be what you say it is. And if nothing else happens after that, the preliminary budget becomes a final budget. Actually, the tentative budget would become the final budget if you guys took no action to change it, but you're clearly going to change it, right? And I don't think any budget has ever made it from tentative to preliminary, the final preliminary, without a town board changing it. So that's really like hypothetical more than anything else. But it has happened the other way around, where there was a preliminary budget that you all came up with, and majority of the board determines the numbers. And then if nothing else happened after that, the preliminary becomes the final if no further action is taken.
Right, if we can't agree when we have the final budget meeting on the 12th, when's the
election on the 3rd? Elections are on the 3rd.
Okay, so the 5th is when we have to come as well. The 5th is when we have a public hearing, and we consider adapting the budget. If we all agree that night, or the financial state and said we change it or whatever, then we can put it off till
It has to be adopted by the 20th. So you can have your hearing no later than the 5th, and you can continue to work on it and change it after that, right up until you make, if you can come up with a consensus decision on adopting whatever you come up with after that, that will be what your final budget is.
We went through, you know, the supervisor put it out, and then we went through it line by line.
Yeah.
But you're saying tonight we can't go through it line by line because we don't have all the information.
Here we go again. I'm asking you not to go through it because you don't have the paperwork for the subsidiary account information.
That's all the accounts that are...
That's all of the accounts.
I got
you have it in your monthly statement.
Right. So
that's only into August. I'm hoping to get September close so that the next time we meet...
So basically, we can't do anything with the budget tonight. We can just do it through and that was it. Do the town board and that's it. Because we don't have all the information to go through this line by line.
I can't give it to you because I can't close the books to get the reconciliation statements. They come the first week of the month. Today is what? Oh, it's the first of the month. I don't have it today. I'll get them next week.
You don't have to start with an attitude, Mary, and I'm asking questions as a board member. This is why the respect is crap around here.
Oh, that's true. The respect is
crap. I think if a breakdown, like say, the ready department, we don't necessarily need how much you spend on the ground.
Right.
Isn't that like the department expenditures or whatever that all falls
under? Right.
You know.
But it's so that you understand why we're asking for $1,000 or $1,200.
Well, then if we have a question, then we can get the information.
Yeah, well, I'm saying is to I'm not going to sit there. I don't think you need to break it down to the point to where, well, I know what we can get cheaper so we can change that amount. And we, you know, the department has given them credit for running the department if they were short or if they were over, it would be honest enough to tell you, hey, you know, I got $1,000 to run my department or if we're material things and stuff like that. How many use 800 so long? I got no extra. Geez, I come to more than that, I could use more. You know what I mean? It's not, I don't even know that you're using more because you're buying a $5 box of pencils.
Well, it shows me.
It's just what the dollar amounts you're asking for. You will see as a counselor what the money went
to. But it shows in the contraction for the town board.
You know, they're asking for it. They'll justify it. If they got $1,000 in it, they've only spent $100, you might say, okay, we're going to cut that line down.
But that's what the contractual line is.
Saving the budget, saving the community.
Can they explain
when
they talk to us?
Sometimes.
You know what I'm saying?
He only had subsidiary accounts for 2 years, 2019 and 20. So it's a new process. We're showing them what they spent the money on. They might know what toward the end of the year, maybe they may not know all of it, but they shouldn't, but they may not know all of it. Because they know how much they're into the budget, I don't know. This is strictly for us. The information so that we have to
actually
take
from
it.
But
the bottom line is what the tax years are going to have to pay us next year for this budget. We're going to add to it.
Just like the town board. Just like the town board had a $2,000 contractual. It looks like at the end of August, we spent $743.
Yeah.
So if you keep the contractual the same, this is kind of big at the end of August. You know, we're okay.
Do you need 2,000 or can we cut it to 1,000?
The
But you want to.
Right, what I'm saying tonight, I mean, is to run through this budget, and then, at another meeting, we can go through it, we have questions, and your documents that you don't have tonight, so if there's any changes, we can start making it right now.
I'm asking you not to make the changes until you have all the information. Do you have a problem getting information, reading it, and I'll have.
No, I have a problem, we're in a budget workshop, we go through it, we can only do two, and it's only 7 o'clock, it's it.
Well, two of them chose not to show up, we want it tied.
So I said, let's move on to the town board, so we can go through the stuff that we can go through.
You know what, these people, they wanna, they don't play in on it.
Right.
Our justice system, I can't believe it, they're a member of this community, they elected or voted as taxpayers, and they can't show up. So
we're there the same.
Next week, they call and say, oh, I want it $1,500 raise.
Right.
If you're interested in this, be at this facility of a community, be here and.
Right.
Represent it.
Otherwise.
Our justice has been voting for it.
I believe my.
Other than.
Really, if there's an increase in their expenditure or something, I don't think it's going to.
Right.
I just don't understand.
We're gonna consider a decrease.
You can't really consider a decrease, because again, we don't know what they spent, and if by some reason, they even out, and we decrease them, now we put them in the hole. So we can't really decrease that, but we cannot, we can hold not the increase.
I don't disagree with you, but you have to break down, you know, what they spent on, and I think.
Mary Ann, you got the breakdown in August, right here.
Stop, stop interrupting. Yes, my point is, if you see what it's spent on, you're gonna sit here and think, okay, that's through September, how much more are they gonna need for here? Are they over budgeting? Are we over budgeting down the most in their line?
Well, then, I think both of us probably understand how we beat.
It's not just.
It's not a.
It's not up to them.
I suppose not a task, but. Audit them every time we have this thing, you say,
yeah,
you're spending too much on toner, you're spending too much salt.
No.
You know what I think?
I don't know. I'm saying she should just kind.
But they can say about $1,000, $2,000, we're okay to check into it. But they're saying, hey, you know, we're fine. Or they don't show up at all.
Let me ask a question. Do you guys want to do a bunch of workshop with you now? Whether the guys are here now, whether the girls are here now, do you want to know what's spent and I've.
You got it, because we have all of it.
You want to know what it is, or do you want to just go with the group one? Because I can do that. I can do it really, but you're not going to have information that you need as to why I might have cut something or added to it, because I don't have the specific information here.
No, we need to have a workshop.
Well, we
but again,
we
have the information.
I don't disagree. If they don't come.
If they don't come, it's going to change. I just think we're going to be more proud of the cut.
Wait a minute,
say it again. On their behalf, we do not know why they did come.
No.
They could have been a federal agency or something else going on as we go along.
I got the same email that I sent the whole schedule on. Yeah, again, I got to change that one.
Well, then it's simple. We can't go any further with the budget workshop today.
Say it again?
It's simple. We can't go any further with the budget workshop today.
That's fine. I hope to have the other one to you, but I have to wait so I can close the books.
Make a motion to adjourn the budget workshop.
I'll sign that.
All in favor? Opposed? Staying carried. Who's hand is up? 7:19.
All right.
So Doug adjourned, or Doug motion?
I just said it.
You did?
Yep.
Yeah.
They don't call you as well, they don't even show up.
Next Thursday, at 6:30 again. I got planning board, I'm pretty sure he said he's coming. ZBA is down. It'll be the tax collector instead of the town clerk, they switched tonight, and the highway superintendent. So those two will be here next week. But since nobody tells me, Gary, I can't do my nobody's done.
Well, you get something else to hire, right?
Yeah, I was going to talk about it.
Yeah. Please, I'm.
If you have